Well, another day has gone by and another weekend, and yet we've got yet another stabbing at a shopping centre. Now, this occurred yesterday, and it was at High Point Shopping Centre in the western suburbs. High Point, unfortunately, some people call it Knife Point, and maybe they're right to do so, but a young man was stabbed outside a Korean restaurant. Onlookers were absolutely horrified. Police were obviously involved. We've got to have yet another serious conversation about knife crime. I mean, I don't know what we do, because it's very hard to ban knives, given that they are, you know, most kitchens have dozens of them. But we just seem to be accepting now that young men, and it is mainly young men, stabbing each other is just a normal part of our existence. We're going to have a serious conversation about that. We've got to look at better security inside shopping centres. I know we talked about this last week in the wake of the horrific stabbing at the Bondi Junction shopping centre, but it simply has to be done. Security guards have to be in shopping centres in numbers, and they can't just wear a uniform. You know, they've actually got to carry some sort of a weapon. I'm not saying security guards should have guns, but they should have maybe a baton, maybe capsicum spray, something. But we just can't have a society where, and it is primarily young men, stab each other inside shopping centres with families and children looking on. Anyway, I'll take your suggestions throughout the program today, 133693, mornings at 3aw.com.au. But this is the issue, that because we put these things in the news, I reckon maybe young men are going to start copying each other. We need armed security guards in shopping centres.